Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
All right, today I want to begin to talk about a series of messages which I have titled Foundations and Pillars of Financial Prosperity. Now, I need to do this again because, you see, like I say all the time, God has something to say about every situation of our lives. And if we, who are custodians of the Word of God, the Church of God, and especially the ministers thereof, do not say something about it, people are going to hear what the world is saying and are going to adapt their lives to what the world is saying. And that will be an indictment on us. Then secondly, we have to say things that are balanced. The issue of money and finances, all right? The issue of material prosperity is a serious issue. And we have to address it with the Word of God so that our lives will be balanced. So that in the midst of financial matters, we will be able to walk in a manner pleasing to God. And listen, out there today, there are a lot of excesses. The other day, somebody was asking me that if you start giving all your money to your church, does it mean your business is going to prosper? Something led to it is because of what he had heard. Do you follow what I'm saying? And then there are those who sit down and do nothing and are expecting a miracle from heaven. And there are also those who work and work and work hard and say that a man must get up and do something for himself. That heavens help those who help themselves. Now, you hear all those statements. Most of them, like most of the ones I have quoted, they are extremes, but there's a balance to everything. Ed Cole said, balance is the key to life. As I go on, I will even talk about how we are supposed to give to God properly so that our offerings will count, all right, in the presence of God. Because indeed, God rewards every good work that we do. And it's so important. God does not see as good works, even though it appears as good, if it is done with selfish motives. And we must get this clear so that, like Paul said, we are not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. My aim in this series is to once again bring up the Word of God on this matter. I've talked about things like this here and there. In fact, I did a seminar late last year, and portions of that seminar was aired on this broadcast, and we titled it The Biblical Principles for Financial Prosperity. And I recommend that anybody listening to me should go to one of the sales outlets where our materials are stocked, all on one single MP3 CD. Get the MP3 CD and listen to the series. It will complement that which I am also discussing here now. Although the 7 critical points I mentioned in that series, I'm also going to expound them, all right, in this particular series that we are on now, talking about the foundations and pillars of financial prosperity. Why did I choose the word foundations and pillars? Now, let me explain something. Foundations are things that are invisible. Do you understand my point? If you look at the building, it's standing tall and it's standing straight and it's standing majestically. But one thing you never see is the foundation of the building. Because as a rule, foundations are under the earth, just like the root of a tree. There are things that we don't see. Do you follow my point? And listen, the most important things when it comes to the matter of financial prosperity, and indeed prosperity in every aspect of life, because there are many aspects of life, the most important thing in that issue of financial prosperity are things that are not seen. So some of the things, in fact, the very first one I'm going to talk about is something that is not seen outside. So foundations are things that are not seen, but which we still do, because you see, the man that built that magnificent building, all right, first had to lay a foundation. And Paul said, every house is built by some man, all right? And the builder of all things is God. So the person building has to lay a foundation. You still have to lay it in the time when nobody is looking. Not as if you are trying to hide it, but because then nobody will be looking at you, because you will be a man of no great relevance. That is, you will lay those foundations when you are not prominent. You will lay those foundations when nobody is actually watching your life. You know, there's a woman I give as examples all the time. Her name is Mary Kay Ash, all right, the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics. She said when she first wrote the book that made her start that company, she wrote the book just to tell people how business is supposed to be done. But then she said nobody will read it because somebody who is a nobody has written a book. So she went out to go and show to people that the things that she's saying, all right, works. And that's how she founded that company. I just told that story again to bring out the issue that sometimes you are a nobody in life, or there is a stage in life in which you are essentially a nobody. And that is the stage in which you lay the foundation. So we'll talk about foundations because these are the things that are most important. They are under the earth, they are subterranean, you don't see them, but they are the things that carry the whole building. You see a building that has 50 floors, Go and check it. He has a very strong foundation, which is actually deeper, all right, than many other buildings are high. That is, it's so deep that if you sink many tall buildings around into the earth, they wouldn't match it for the amount of depth that it has gone into the earth. And that is the reason why it can carry such a tall building. Do you follow the point I'm making? There was a day I went somewhere in Apapa in Lagos, and I saw, that was my first time actually seeing it, saw big metal rods being driven into the earth, pikes, just something knocking them deep into the earth. And I said, what are they doing? They said they are trying to lay the foundation for something that's going to go up very high. You should have seen these metal rods. By the time you go there now and see that building, you won't know there's anything like that under the surface. Do you follow my point? And now this is where the problem is. You know, I talked about pillars. When I say problem, now this is what I mean. A lot of people who want to copy people who have succeeded, they can't see their foundation. Are you getting my point? That is why you can't follow human beings. You can only follow the word of God. Because even, there's something about spiritual things. Sometimes the people who are even laying those foundations did not know they were laying the foundations. Are you getting my point? They laid good foundations for their business, but did not realize the importance of those things that they did. And that is why sometimes a financial advisor comes later on in life, he wants to help them restructure their business. The first thing he does is to break down the foundation of the business, because he himself is an ignorant person, just a professional carrying a certificate and working for a big company. Say, I work for Accenture, I work for PricewaterhouseCoopers. Do you understand my point? Therefore, he comes, he wants to tell you how to do your business. Unfortunately, he doesn't realize that some of the things he's going to tell you to pack up at the foundations of the business. I'm bringing an issue here. So when people want to copy people, they can't see the foundations. And like I said, even the man himself may not be able to tell you the foundation. Because if you read from the book of Mark chapter 4, the Bible says that this kingdom of God is like a seed that a man sowed into the ground, and then the earth produces, all right? Because that man has gone to sleep. Day by day he goes to sleep and he wakes up in the morning, all right? The Bible says the earth by itself produces. He himself does not know how. What am I trying to explain? Sometimes you do things that are right. You do things that are of spiritual consequence. Good spiritual consequences come to you. But you don't realize that they have come because of certain things that you did. So when you want to teach people, all right, you go and teach them things that are, now this is where I'm going to, they are the pillars of your success, but not the foundation. And the people try to build, copying you, using those pillars. But those pillars don't carry the building erect. The man labors and labors and labors, all right? And yet he cannot succeed. And he wonders whether you told him the truth. The truth is that you told him as much as you realized the truth was. But there were deeper things. That's why, listen, you have no option. How can a young man keep his way pure? The Bible says he has to keep it according to the word of God. The word of God knows everything. God knows everything, and the Bible says that there is nothing hidden that is not laid plain before the Lord whom we have to do. And in that context, he was talking about God expressing himself by his word in Hebrews chapter 4. Read from verse 12. You find out that God is saying that in my word, everything is laid bare. I will show you things that are holding people up that even they don't know. There are people who are held up by the prayers of their mothers, their fathers. And they did not even know when their fathers prayed those prayers. And they go around raising their shoulders as if there is no God. Are you getting my point? And they will tell you how to wake up early. Listen, waking up early and facing your business squarely every day is a pillar of success. It's not a foundation. Listen to me. Foundations are spiritual. Pillars are the things that you can see. We say the man is very diligent. The man is very, very thoughtful. The man is very, very focused. The man dresses well. I listened to a message many years ago, and the man was talking about the keys to success in business. He said, choose the right name. And he explained that when a company changed his name to another one, the value of his stock jumped up, and he said all kinds of things. And I looked at it, I couldn't believe that this man is supposed to be preaching the gospel of God. Now, I'm not saying, now later on I realized that he's not absolutely wrong. He's just talking about, let me say, some windows. I can't even call those things pillars. Choosing the right name. They are not the pillars. They are not strong enough to be the pillar. You don't know the meaning of the word Toyota. You don't have any idea, but you drive it with pride. Mitsubishi sounds very funny, but that's a big company. Are you getting my point? What about a name like GM? One of the world's largest seller of automobiles. The name is just GM, General Motors. Do you get my point? These people are struggling for number one, and their names don't sound anything alike. I'm not saying you shouldn't get a good name. I'm just saying that name, the kind of name you bear, as in how it sounds, which was what the man was trying to say, is not even a foundation, it cannot be a foundation. Most certainly, it's not even strong enough to be a pillar. So maybe it's one of the window dressings of success. Yes, it might attract people to the building, but the strength of the building has nothing to do with the name that it bears. Shakespeare said, roses called by any other name will still smell as nice. Are you getting my point? Listen, I understand that your name will reflect what you believe, but the sound of the name is what I'm describing. The aesthetics, if I may use that word, surrounding the name is not what makes the name a name. It's behind what is the foundation. I'm explaining something that we don't want to copy. Say that man dresses well. He dresses very well. He meets his customers looking very well dressed. Therefore, a company in Lagos those days was owing his customers, listen to me, it was owing the staff many months in salaries. Yet when a bank finally granted them loans, the first thing they did was to buy brand new cars. Not even now that it's easier to buy brand new cars. I'm talking about around the year, if you are aware of Nigerian history in the recent years, around the years 1993, 95, thereabout, when we're just, I mean, the heat of SARS was still felt in our bodies. Are you getting my point? When very few Nigerians could dream of what is called a brand, they went and bought brand new cars. And when I asked, they said it's for the image, that the image of the company will help them to progress. I think the company has folded up today. You have not paid your staff. You are buying cars to show up your image. Because somebody lied to you, you went and visited a PR company, which is presided over by young boys and girls who are trying to make money from you. They have not built a company like yours. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Yes, they tell you that the problem you need is your image. Listen to me. Looking good is one of the window dressings, all right, for success. It is important, I know, but please, it is not a foundation. It's not even a pillar. But I'm not talking about the matter of pillar. There are some very important things in life which we do, like this issue of discipline, going to work on time, being focused. There are little things we see outside which we try to copy. They are the pillars of success. Believe me, most of the books you read, motivational books, which is why I hate being called a motivational speaker. Because I found that most of the motivational books talk only about the pillars of success. I've read a lot of them. 90% or more of what they say, in my opinion, in my understanding of spiritual things, only qualify for what I call pillars of success. They don't qualify for the foundation. Let me give you a few examples so you understand what I'm trying to explain. The blessing of a father, of somebody in spiritual authority over you, is a foundation. Nobody writes about those in books. Doing charity work, having a kind heart, are you getting my point, is a foundation for success. Having a heart that seeks to be a blessing, you cannot legislate that in a book. You cannot teach that in business schools. You can't. But those are the real things that make a man succeed. There are times that men please God so much, God will swear. God looked at Abraham after I told him to go and sacrifice his only son whom he loves, Isaac, who he waited for many years, who his wife gave birth to when he was about 100 years old. God said, sacrifice him. And when Abraham got up and went to obey God, last minute God stopped him. He said, now I see that indeed you fear me. Therefore, by myself I have sworn that in blessing I will bless you. Listen to me. The descendants of Abraham, listen, that wake up late may still be very, very rich because of the blessing that God placed upon their father. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Yet, those who try to copy them will only meet one failure after the other because they have one serious foundation which you don't know, which the man may even have forgotten to tell you about. He just says that, oh, I know the God of my father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, those are the things I call the foundation for success. There was some good work a man did one day at night. 12 midnight, he was stranded. You know, he was going home very late, maybe somewhere in Lagos, where traffic is still busy at night. And he saw a woman who was stranded. And he said, what are you doing here? And the woman tells his story. Difficult to believe, but well, what can he do? All the money he had, all right? Maybe 200 naira to transport himself back. Let's assume it's about maybe around 11 at night. It's getting very late in a place like Lagos. All the money he had, he said, okay, take this. And the woman says, maybe it's an elderly person. I say, my son, it shall be well with you. May God help you in everything that you do. Are you getting my point? And this young man begins to go. He has to trek why that woman uses that money to take one of those late night buses in Lagos. But the blessing that she attached to his body, are you getting my point, starts following him around. He suddenly becomes a lucky man. Those are the foundations for success. When the man builds a company, he will not even remember when he did that thing. It has become his habit. He's a man who does good, who denies himself for the benefit of other people. But he doesn't remember. Maybe his father had 5 sons. He's the only one that remembers his father must eat. He's the only one when he was earning little. The first portion of his income every month goes to his father in the village. So that the man will have some warm clothes to wear. He doesn't have money. His brothers are dead, doing business in Lagos, running all over the world, trying to hustle, say, yes, I will remember. We'll take care of our father when we have made it. Unfortunately for them, while they are still trying to make it, without any blessedness pushing them into making it, the man dies, and the only blessing he has left in his mouth is left for that little boy that shared his used copper money with him. Are you getting my point? He left it for this young man who gave him, after the small money he was being paid in the little place he was working. And the man looked at his son and said, my son, it shall be well with you. And all the days of their lives, the other guys keep on struggling. The fact that you're in Australia and America doesn't mean you won't struggle. Go there. Many people are struggling. You can relocate to Lagos, Port Harcourt, Abuja, where all the money supposedly are in Nigeria. You can still struggle. Do you get my point? So they're in the big places, but they're struggling. And this little boy could be anywhere. And he suddenly becomes lucky. Doors are opening for him. He's succeeding. He's working hard, yes. He has a vision, yes. He's focused, yes. And he becomes very, very successful. And people say, what are the secrets of your success? The guy said, you must be focused. You must not do this. You must focus. No, he doesn't even cross his own mind. That before my father died, the blessing left in his mouth, he dumped everything on my body and left only little for my brothers. It's not because he was a wicked man. No, he wasn't. It's just that I was the one supplying the venison to him that he was eating and his soul was rejoicing. When he will hear my name, it's with rejoicing that, oh, my son has come home. At least if it is pineapples, he will bring for me. But I hear from his brothers abroad, they say, daddy, everything is rough here. We will not forget you. So what I do when I remember them is I start praying that, God, please help those people. But when I see this boy, I rejoice and I pour a blessing upon him. And this poor young man doesn't know these things, so. He doesn't understand that is what has given him the foundation for the success he's having in life. He keeps teaching people the pillars of success. Many of us, we have read all kinds of books. They have taught us the pillars of success. They have said nothing to us about the foundations thereof. Please, as I'm going on, I need to talk about the foundations of success. Listen to me. The foundations of success are moral. Are you getting my point? They are spiritual. You know, I taught this series, which I called The 7 Attitudes That Produce Failure, and how the wise should be careful to avoid them. Those are the things that break down, uproot our foundations, make it impossible for us to succeed. I said they are moral things, they are spiritual choices we make. In the same manner, when we are laying our foundations for success, is the spiritual choices we are making. There are times we turn our backs, listen, on the things that are normal and common to everybody. We refuse to be popular so that we can do that which is right. And God said, because of this thing you have done, in blessing I will bless you. I will make your name great. There are those who have betrayed people who trusted them so much. And God said, you will struggle from now till forever. You can't break through financially in life. Your hands can't hold prosperity. They are too dirty. Do you follow the point I'm making? That's why, look, listen, when people talk about curses, they talk about curses. I've said it several times. Listen, let nobody deceive you that your neighbor is your problem. Or somebody in the village. Please. Those are not the issues. Even if people like that exist, the only reason why they have power over you is because you have refused to jump under the protective cover of the blood of Jesus by renouncing your former lives and asking God to forgive you and asking him to wash you with the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the covering, the protection of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. A lot of people want to trust in the prayers against their enemies. They want to trust in the prayers against witches. Listen to me, any prophet, I like to say it and warn people, any prophet that finishes praying, and in all his prayer, he finally decides that it's your uncle that's your enemy, he's a false prophet. Let me tell you the truth. Because the prophets of God
are not concerned about enemies. They are concerned about the relationship between people and God. Go and read the Bible. Israel will be in distress. There was never a time that a prophet came and said, the problem is that your enemies are so strong. All they used to say is, come, don't be afraid. God is on your side. If they don't say that, they'll say, repent, and God will come over to your side. Listen, the people were under attack, and Jeremiah told them, your enemies are strong, yes, and they are going to overcome you. Do you know why? Because the land has not enjoyed his Sabbath. You have disobeyed God all these years. God wants to move you out of the land so that the land may enjoy his Sabbath. He said, but eventually he'll bring you back, because I know the thoughts I have towards you, they are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's what Jeremiah said. He didn't say that, oh, it's because Babylon is too strong. It's because people are so strong. Let us pray against them. No. He said, listen, no. These people are only strong because you guys have been weak in your relationship with God. What am I going to explain? True prophets who know God, who are not just trying to get your money out of your pocket. True prophets who really understand the will of God, the counsel of God, and the ways of God. You know what the true prophets do? They focus on your relationship with God. They will say to you, yes, you may have enemies. Like I always say, if you say, okay, you're a real prophet, and you say, my problem is my auntie in the village, no problem. You are the prophet of God. Break her power now. Break it. I don't have to come and become somebody's enemy. Because you don't know what you are doing as a prophet. Please listen to what I'm going to explain. Forget all those things. Forget them. The truth is that if you have been one who have been using your hand to bring forth curses upon your life, because indeed curses exist. What I'm just trying to say is that if you don't, Jesus said the prince of this world is coming and he has nothing in me. If the devil has nothing in you, he can't put a curse upon you. And as the first foundation of financial prosperity, I want you to break off all the curses that are upon you. Curses come for different reasons, but I don't have the time to start analyzing the different reasons why they come. In details, I can just say simply to you, some are not directly dependent upon you. They are dependent upon where you came from. Listen, the others, more importantly, are directly dependent upon your works. But both of them, whatever they are, they are cleansed by the power of the blood of Jesus. You don't need extra deliverance or extra prayer. What you need is to get down on your knees wherever you are and indeed give your life to Christ and say, I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. How do I dwell in the secret place of the Most High? I will confess my sins. I will ask for forgiveness. I will begin to walk righteously. I will begin to follow the ways of God. Jesus said it like this. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. You that people have put heavy woes upon their heads. Troubles are upon you. He said, come unto me and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What was he saying? You have yoke upon you right now. You say, yes, your enemies, the spiritual powers, your curses of the ancestors, they have put problems upon you. Yeah, maybe. But Jesus said, come unto me if you are in that kind of situation and I will give you rest. How do you do it? You take my own yoke upon you. The taking of my yoke is what destroys the other yokes. How do you take that yoke? By learning of me. You start hearing the word of God and obeying the truth of God. You cannot do half Christianity. It is equal to zero. Listen, you cannot be a Christian when you are in the cities. You go to church. You are a Pentecostal pastor. But when it is time to go to the village, you suddenly become a traditionalist. You bow to the gods of the village. You obey all the laws of the village. If you understand what I'm saying. You marry according to their dictates. No, we don't marry from that next village. And they say, oh, the sister, look, this girl is born of God, born again thoroughly. Believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. They say, no, it's from the other village. My people won't agree. You are not a Christian. You are not. And that is why they've been having power over you. Because you are not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, you cannot abide under the protection of the Almighty. Are you getting the point I'm making? Listen. The first thing as a foundation is to remove all those nonsense powers, negative powers over your life, not by shouting and fighting them, but by gently talking yourself into the secret place of the Most High. How do you do it? By repentance. He said, there's no one that will come to me that will in any wise cast out. Anyone who comes to him, calls upon him, is accepted by him. Listen, if you pray that prayer, that is the first foundation for success. It is the thing that removes all the negative curses over your life. And listen, once you have become a child of God, once you have given your life to Christ in truth, once you begin to take his yoke upon you, listen, automatically the bondage of all ancestral problems, of all curses, no matter whether it's your enemy, whether it's your friend, whether it's your relative, whatever it is that they are, the hold is automatically broken. Then you're on the path to prosperity. You're on the path to success in all that you do. Remember, I said I'm beginning today to talk about foundations and pillars of financial prosperity. My emphasis I've laid today is that the foundation are things that cannot be seen. There are things that are not visible to the common eye. The foundations are actually spiritual. We lay our foundation. I thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus. It has removed all the negative things that had laid a foundation for failure in our lives. What we now need is to follow that God, obey him all, in all things, and then we can really lay the proper foundations for prosperity. And every negative things will have been removed. Are you getting my point? Listen, another thing I should say, God will give you understanding. Listen, in fact, as I'm saying it now, it's a prayer. And I want you to say amen. God will give you understanding concerning what you need to do so that you might lay a solid foundation for your own financial prosperity. I'm sure you're saying amen there. God will open your eyes and give you wisdom concerning the spiritual things you must do. Listen, as we go on, one of the major keys I'm going to talk about is the issue of patience. Don't be in a hurry to make it, like we say. You cannot be in a hurry. The Bible says, them that believe, that he that believes does not make haste. You are not in a hurry. The reason why a lot of us are in a hurry is that we are competing. You know, I've said this several times. Don't compete with people. They will lead you in the wrong direction. Everybody has his own race set in front of him. If you start running somebody else's race, you will have left your own track. So you need patience. As God begins to reveal to you what you are supposed to do. There's a very famous musician in Nigeria who I heard a story. Actually, what happened was that one day we were watching on TV, his movie, and his pastor was talking. I said, yeah, God can make you too an overnight success. And the person watching with me said, what do you mean? I know this man. He's not an overnight success. He said one day they asked him, what are you doing? Then this guy went around 10 different churches. He'll be a member of a church for a while. What was he doing? He said the Spirit of God allowed him to know that before he gives him his own breakthrough, he will help 10 churches establish choirs. When you see him today, he's a well-known man, making waves everywhere he goes, materially a success. Do you understand my point? But he said, this was my own foundation, this is what I'm making, for success. I had to lay my treasure in heaven by impacting the gift of God into the lives of other people, even in the center of obscurity. Do you follow the point I'm making? Before I end it, let me just add one warning to it. I don't believe in the gospel that makes us covetous, or by which we start measuring success in life by material standards. Whether we like it or not, Jesus says something. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. We are teaching the doctrine of prosperity according to the will of God, not according to human standards. We are not competing with anybody. We are not trying to show off, yes, my God too can do it. No, we just want to walk into the abundance that God has given us individually. You cannot compare. So one person's abundance does not have to be your own abundance. Your own abundance may actually be somebody else's lack. You don't know. The truth is that a man's life indeed does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. The most important thing in all of these things is that in all the situations of our life, in all our endeavors, we are discovering God more and more. Let me say this to you as I close, please. The most beautiful thing in life is the knowledge of God. To know God, Paul said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. To know God, to get to become acquainted with him, is what actually gives you all-round success. We are teaching many things because we have to keep teaching people the different ramifications of the wisdom of God. But all of them are coming to one thing, that we might be united totally in every aspect of our life with Jesus Christ. And that together with him, we'll be united with God. That is what actually gives our life success. Prosperity, deliverance, health, whatever it is that is not drawing us closer into the center of the will of God is a bait of the devil. Are you getting my point? And you must run away from it. It is better that in poverty you get to know God than in prosperity to be forsaken by him and eventually die a death that is Christless. I hope you've gotten my point.
We trust that you were blessed by the message. More materials and information about Kingdom Word Ministries are freely obtainable when you visit us at kwm.com.ng or pastorbanky.com. We would like to hear from you on how much this production has blessed you. Please write us at mails@kwm.com.ng or P.O. Box 2273, Enugu, Nigeria.